Christmas lights. Down by the riverside, the water looks still but it glides, traveling silent. And this is the quiet time, so I sit and calm my mind, 'cause I think a storm's gonna come.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Wow, it's an absolute pleasure having you here in the studio. It's nice. It's nice to have a bit of company for a change, rather than talking to myself and you, lovely audience. So, what got you into the music industry?
So I've been kind of officially releasing music since 2003, so it's a good 22 years now. When I released my first album as an end-of-year project at uni, because I did performing arts.
Don't give your age away!
I'm not bothered. I'm too old to care anymore. And I've, since then, you know, I've always done it independently. I've always self-released, self-produced, all that sort of thing. I was very lucky to be trained as a recording engineer at Airtight Studios in Chawton, under Tom Knott, who was the engineer and trumpet player for the earliest, and guitarist. And so, was he a trumpet player? I think he was a guitarist. Anyway, don't quote me on that.
Too late.
So, yeah.
It's on the airwaves.
It's on the airwaves. It's out there. Pretty sure he does play that as well. But, yeah, so I've done quite a lot of music for a long time. I've toured with, I don't know if you know Thea Gilmore. She's one of our British singer-songwriters. She's really excellent. So I've toured with her quite a lot in her band.
I don't, but I will check her out.
You should definitely check her out. She's excellent. Bruce Springsteen is a fan of hers. So.
Oh, well, that says it all. If the boss likes it, that's enough for me.
You're right. And I've just, you know, I did it as a career for quite a long time, and I got to the point in my 30s where I was like, I'm not making any money here because, you know, music, it's a labour of love, and it's very hard as an independent to sort of make a living out of it as such. So I've actually done a bit of a career change, but I'm just finishing up all the studying and training for that. So I'm getting back round now to enjoying music and just going performing and doing the stuff that I really
Please
do.
Don't give it up.
No,
please don't
give
it up.
Ever.
Now, after we spoke at the end of the fundraising event, and you agreed to come on the show, I spent a bit of time, like you suggested, listening to your music on Spotify. And I recommend that anybody that likes the chilled music, go and have a listen to Spotify. It's Tracy with an E and Brown with an E, keeping it nicely balanced. Tell me a little bit about your songwriting career and your collaborations. And anybody famous you know.
Well, songwriting. So, yeah, I've been writing songs since I was about 15 years old. And all of my albums are all original music, so there's no covers on there.
How many albums have you got?
I've got my first album that I released in 2003, that's self-titled, Tracy Brown. I've got a couple of EPs that I did and sort of recorded at home-ish / the studio. And you can't really get hold of those anymore, but they're out there on Spotify.
Collector's items,
yeah,
folks.
Collector's items. And then I've got my first, I'd say my first proper full-length album that was properly produced and everything in the studio is Everyone Is Ordinary, which I've been playing. I'll be playing the songs live from that album tonight.
Brilliant.
Then I've got my collaboration album with Ray Vernon Husbandas, who is an amazing guitarist and singer.
And it's a great album because I've listened
fantastic.
To it.
Fantastic, yeah. She's classically trained. I'm self-taught guitar. She's classically trained, so you can tell the difference.
I can't.
That's all right. She's doing really well, actually. She plays in a band called Moulettes, and she's part of Leveller's acoustic ensemble when they go on tour. So, yeah, she's doing great. She's going around the world. The most recent album that I released was in 2017 called The Doctrine of Song, and that was the last studio album that I did. And I am working on some new material at the moment, but
brilliant.
I've been a bit busy retraining. So I'm getting my head back into the songwriting again now.
Good.
Yeah. But in terms of probably the most famous person, I mean, I've met a few because I've been a venue technician and sound engineer.
Name drop, please. This is Withenshaw. We can take it.
Lemmy from Motorhead.
Whoa, do you hear that? Lemmy from Motorhead.
So Lemmy, I was working at the Cambridge Corn Exchange as a venue tech, and I was working as production runner for the day, which basically meant that I was on call if they needed me to go out for like guitar strings or anything random like that before they went on stage. And I was asked to drive around to the hotel and pick Lemmy up.
Wow,
in my car,
chauffeur.
Which was a Blue SM Micra.
Not limo then.
No, it really wasn't. So pulled up to the hotel and his manager or whoever, his tour manager came out with all his hat boxes and looked my car up and down and was like, what? And Lemmy came out, looked the car up and down, shrugged his shoulders and just got in.
What about the boxes?
They all went on the back seat, on the back window. Oh, it was brilliant. But because where the venue is and where the hotel was, it's about 100 yards from the venue to the hotel.
He can't walk, obviously.
Well, when you drive... Yeah, exactly. He's got to be taken in the car. But when you're driving, you have to then go around the one-way system for about 15 minutes to get back to the venue. So I happened to make conversation with Lemmy. He was lovely. He was a really, really nice guy. And we just talked about cyclists and the weather, and that was pretty much it.
I better let you know, I am a cyclist.
Excellent. We had nothing but praise for
them. Of course, yes. As Jeremy Vine does all the time on radio too.
Yes.
Go on. Right, anyway, we're going to have a tune.
Yeah. So this is called My Best Friend, My Ego.
Right. In store for us now?
I'm going to tell you a little story.
Oh, please do.
About this song. So I'm going to play another song. And this is a song that probably got me the peak of anything that's ever happened to me, which was Janice Long playing it on Radio 2. I met her when I was playing one of Thea's gigs in her band, and Janice was there. And I saw her backstage, and I gave her a CD. And it's one of those things, you know, that it's the story that people say never happens, because it very rarely does when you actually get to put a CD in somebody's hand and they listen to it on the way home.
Wow.
Trying to get anything to Janice Long would be impossible, you know. So I got really, really lucky there. And she loved this song, and I didn't know that she'd listened to it. You know, I just gave her the CD and I didn't know it was out of my hands then. And I woke up in the night, and I think my phone pinged at about 1:30 in the morning. And it was a Twitter notification. It said, now playing on BBC Radio 2, Tracy Brown, The Mountain Goat. And I went,
Wow.
Get up. They're playing me on radio too. I can't believe, you know. So we switched the radio on and I was just buzzing. I couldn't get back to sleep for hours. And on the back of that, I was cheeky and I messaged her and said, hey, don't we just come and play live for you, do you? And she went, yeah, of course. And that was shortly after they moved to Salford, Media City. So she was like, when I'm recording from there, come in. So I did. And yeah.
So in the annals somewhere?
In the annals somewhere, there is me playing.
And is it this song?
She played this song on the CD and then I played River City Live for her, which I played earlier.
Yeah, which is beautiful. So what's this one then?
This is called The Mountain Goat.
We're in for a treat, folks.
Take me driving, take me driving. 'Cause you know that I love moving. Bring out the van, bring out the sun. Give me a cool wind so I can run. We can work out how to undo what they've done. Cause a mountain goat just needs to climb high above the horizon line. Oh, look down, observe what's left behind. And I believe everything's here to teach me. It all happens for a reason. But even still, it's up to me. Just what that reason's gonna be. Maybe I'm not listening. Cause a mountain goat just needs to climb. Observe what's left behind. And all these people are trying to tell us that we are not that which we are. That they give us, they're just smoke mirrors, you know. Cause a mountain goat just needs to climb high above the horizon line. Oh, look down, observe what's left behind. A mountain goat just needs to climb high above the horizon line. Oh, look down, observe what she's left behind.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tracy. I'm sorry that it's time to part company.
Yeah, I know. Sorry I couldn't stay.
I've enjoyed your company. I've especially enjoyed the music. And what's your Twitter handle? I assume you're on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter, actually. I came off Twitter.
Instagram?
It's awful.
It is, actually.
People.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
I am on Insta. I'm on Insta and Facebook.
Sorry, X.
Yeah, X now. See, I got it off way before it became X. My Instagram is at Tracy Brown Music, so Tracy, C-E-Y, Brown with an E on the end, music. And Facebook, if you just search for Tracy Brown Music on Facebook, you'll find me as well.
Right, we will. And I'll be promoting it. So when do you think your album's going to come out?
Well, I'm starting to write songs at the moment, so not this year, probably something hopefully next year, but it's a slow process.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
The music has been superb. It's worked. Yeah. I was kind of a bit nervous, I must confess. Yeah. First time, studio guest, live music. And I hope you out there in your lounge have enjoyed it too.